Hey everyone, this is Deborah Burton, your host for Solutions from Scripture, from the desk of a Christian consultant. Know better so you can do better. Welcome to the series, A Woman After God's Heart, being intentional in our devotion to pursuing God during our lifelong Christian journey. Lesson 6, Our Emotions. Controlling our emotional train. Emotions take us somewhere, just like a train takes us places. Where do our emotions take us? To a place of peace or turmoil? Where do the emotions of others take us? To a place of safety or conflict? Not only do emotions take us places, but they are also contagious, just like colds are. Studies suggest that moods, whether good or bad, can be caught. We can catch a cold just like we can catch another person's emotions as well as others catching ours. We are all influenced by emotions. Emotions affect everyone in various ways and at different levels, whether they realize it or not in the moment. Sometimes it can take years before a person realizes the effect certain emotions have on the way they look at life and relationships. Researchers call this phenomenon emotional contagion, or EC. This is described as a person's emotions transferring to another person. It doesn't matter what the emotion is, it is still transferable, such as bad mood or good mood, angry or calm, downcast or enthusiastic, pessimistic or optimistic, negative or positive, encouraging or condescending. There are many bad and good emotions that have tremendous immediate and long-term effects for good or bad. For example, studies have found that depression in a spouse frequently leads to a sense of gloom, hopelessness, and even eventual depression in their partner. In addition, children raised by frustrated, angry parents are significantly more likely to deal with difficult situations in anger, either outwardly shown or inwardly seething. Emotions that are out of control and continual can bring a whole family down. Other emotions, such as anxiety and fear, can have the same effect when it is ongoing. It's as though we are handing the baton to whoever we are around with whatever emotion we are not conquering. And then, if they take that emotional baton, they can run with that same emotion we have given them. Emotions that are not dealt with in an effective way can affect many others, whether it is meant to or not. Now, this is not for sure with everyone. Some people have learned to do the opposite. If they experience angry emotions in someone, such as a mother or father, then they want to do the opposite, to be calm and gentle. Much of this is because they didn't like the emotion or feelings that came along with the anger put on them, so they decided they would not hurt others by doing what was done to them. Nonetheless, many people emulate or copy what they know or what they have experienced. Therefore, this podcast is more about understanding the theory of emotional contagion and the negative consequences of that for us personally and for those we love or need to deal with, such as in a job or ministry situation. This is not about feeling guilty. We all make mistakes with out-of-control emotions. The key is to deal with what is harmful to ourselves or others. God wants to transform our emotions so we can use them in an effective way instead of a harmful way. God is all about us maturing more into Christ-like behavior or emotions, but we don't beat ourselves up when we make mistakes, and we give grace to others when they make mistakes. But we still need to be moving forward by not minimizing the effect wrong emotions have. Therefore, we exchange the bad, out of control, harmful, useless emotions for the good, in control, helpful emotions. Emotions are good when we use them in a good way. This podcast is about hope. None of us must be trapped with out of control emotions, either within ourselves or with those who continually put them on us. God desires for our emotions to be in control so people are built up and encouraged rather than torn down and devalued. Emotions have tremendous power and impact, so therefore it's important we are aware of how they are affecting us and others. For example, if we have continual frustration and even disgust toward our children or spouse, then we are going to show it on a continual basis. It can be understandable why we would have certain emotions because of various hardships. But when we act those out, especially within our home, it can result in family members feeling insecure, unstable, devalued, and other personal perspectives and emotions because of the continuance or minimizing of certain emotions. It's not wrong to feel certain ways or have various emotions. What makes it wrong is when we don't seek to change what is harmful. We don't have to be stuck. There are solutions on how to handle our emotions, which we will be discussing shortly. Emotions are not bad in and of themselves. It's all about what we do with our emotions, or what we do with the emotions of others that have negative, harmful effects. We are all human and can stumble with using our emotions in a bad way, but we acknowledge this, get back up, and get on the right road again. We try and try again, and with God's help, negative emotions can be replaced with positive, helpful emotions. It takes time and effort. To be clear, this does not include abusive emotions that purposely demolish the value of another person. That must be stopped immediately or remove oneself from this destructive behavior. Abuse is never to be accepted. This usually includes a person who has a lifestyle of being abusive without repentance or the desire to change. We know by a person's fruit if they have truly changed. Handling emotions in an effective way is actually a skill we all can work on. The key is to be aware of how emotions affect us or others for good or bad, for harmful or helpful, for tearing down or building up, and then making the choice to put off the wrong and put on the right. If we are not intentional about transforming the way we display our emotions or allowing others to misuse theirs, then layers and layers of conflict and confusion, sadness and anger, or other negative outcomes keep piling up. And then people either withdraw or go on the attack. It's far better to deal with emotions that are not beneficial than to ignore or minimize the bad effect they have. Otherwise, the EBC, or emotional building cage, comes into relationships, which is harmful. The emotional building cage simply means emotions have built up over time, and now we ourselves or others are trapped in an emotional negative cage and have a hard time getting out of it. We are trapped. Our emotions or the emotions of others are now controlling us instead of us controlling the emotions we encounter. Therefore, it's important to know why you feel certain emotions. Don't ignore, deal with them. Then you are being intentional about being in control of emotions. It doesn't mean you will never feel those same emotions again and even be tempted to let them get out of control again for perhaps understandable reasons. It simply means you are learning how to conquer emotions that conquer you, or not allowing the wrong emotions of others affect you in a deeply negative way. Feelings matter. Take care of them so you can take care of your heart and also the hearts of those you love in a more careful way. On the other hand, good and beneficial emotions cause a deep bond to develop and be maintained, especially within the family. Being aware is key. What emotions in others affect me the most? What emotions do I have that affect others the most? The balance is, we don't want to always hide our feelings and keep them all to ourselves. We use discernment in who to share our feelings with and who not to. We use wisdom in how to help others with their negative emotions, but not let them rub off on us. It's a process. When we realize we are responsible for what track our emotional train is going down, then we can be more intentional about what direction we need to go, down the good path or the bad one. A woman after God's heart knows how important it is to control her emotional train, because it gets out of control and goes down the track it shouldn't go down if she is not intentional about the direction it goes. So what are some various negative emotions? Distressed, depressed, fragile. Overwhelmed, hopeless, crushed. Regretful, guilty, inadequate, worthless. Humiliated, embarrassed, and intimidated, anxious, fearful, angry, frustrated. There are many more emotions we can struggle with for various reasons and at different seasons in our life and relationships. So here is a Christian concept worksheet. 6 ways to changing emotions. First, make a line down the middle of a piece of paper. Second, on the left side, make a list of negative emotions, such as the ones just described, or make a list of negative emotions that you are personally experiencing, or perhaps those in your family, friendships, or other arenas have. Third, on the right side of the paper, write down the positive emotions that take the place of the negative ones you wrote on the left side of the paper. For example, angry and frustrated on the left side versus gentle and calm on the right side. Fourth, find scriptures regarding those particular emotions. One of the best resources is openbible.info, openbible.info. At the top of the tab, press topical Bible. Scroll down just a bit until you see the rectangular box that says find out. Type in the emotions such as anger, guilt, sadness, all kinds of scripture from the Old and New Testament, along with Proverbs and Psalms, will pop up regarding the emotion you typed in. Sixth, choose at least 3 scriptures you can write down on a recipe card or in a notebook, and then try to memorize those. This will greatly help you remember God's solution to transforming any emotion that could get out of control or is simply not helpful. This is one way to be intentional about transforming the way we use our emotions from our way to God's way. What does Scripture say about controlling emotions? God created us as emotional beings. Emotions are not bad in and of themselves. It's how we use them that can be bad, but also good. It's about learning how to replace our negative emotions with good ones. Anger. Psalm 37, verse 8. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself. It tends only to evil. Proverbs 15, verse 18. A hot-tempered man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger quiets contention. James 1, verse 20. Human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Anxiety. Philippians 4, verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Matthew 6, verse 34. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. 1 Peter 5, verse 7, casting all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. Fear. 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, for God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Despair. John 14, verse 1, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. Proverbs 17, verses 22 through 23, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Proverbs 15, verse 13, a glad heart makes a cheerful face, but by sorrow of heart, the spirit is crushed. It's important we pray to God regarding our emotions instead of continually and only taking them to ourselves or others. It's also important to praise God instead of grumbling against Him or be contentious toward others when we get overwhelmed with our emotions. Praise music truly helps our mindset when dealing with difficult emotions. And getting wise, godly counsel to help us through the tough times can be extremely helpful so we get unstuck. Feelings can be used for good as they drive us to God. Many times emotions expose our need for God's help and strength as we trust Him to help us work through the reasons we have certain emotions. For example, feelings of loneliness can cause us to lean on God as we spend more time with Him. Feelings of guilt can help us confess our sins and ask God to forgive us. Feelings of fear can guide us toward trusting in God in all things. Feelings of anger can create in us the need to forgive and let go of bitterness. Learned bad emotions can be unlearned into good emotions. The first step is to deal with them instead of minimizing or ignoring them. So here are 7 questions to ask when dealing with emotions. 1, what emotions do you have? Give a name to the emotions such as discouraged, disillusioned, overwhelmed, frustrated, angry, disgusted, sad, hopeless, fearful, anxious. 2, who is causing those emotions in you? 3, why do you have those emotions. 4, when do those emotions normally surface? 5, where are you when those emotions are especially prevalent? 6, how are these emotions affecting you and others? 7, which good emotions can replace the useless ones? And lastly, included in this is whatever is causing those emotions at the root issue. That's what you need to really deal with in order for the bad emotions to go away. Answering these questions in a precise way will help you pinpoint specifics. Then you can move forward on how to deal with them in a more effective way. Let's do PAT, practical application time, controlling our emotional train. Fact, faith, feelings. The engine are the facts or the information about a situation. Facts are the engine that drive us. The middle car is filled with faith, scripture, God's truth. Faith is the middle car that gives us godly solutions. The caboose holds our feelings. Feelings are the caboose that conforms and comforts our feelings, our emotions, and our moods. Facts, faith, feelings, in that order. Facts are the engine that drives us. Facts will drive our faith and our emotions. Our emotional train includes our engine filled with facts. The engine drives what's really actually going on. We stop and evaluate what's happening. What do we know to be true? What information do we have that includes everyone or everything when necessary and possible, and not just our own perspective? Feelings are not facts. For example, we need to consider the age of the child that is frustrating us and not just look at what is happening from our own adult conclusions. The fact is, a child's brain isn't fully developed and they need time, effort, and patience to be continually trained in becoming mature in their decision-making process as they are learning. Yes, they are sinful and make sinful choices just like we do as adults. Look at how kind God our Father is to us as we are learning, as we also should be to children as they are learning. The fact is, it's more about us as grown adults learning how to be patient, kind, gentle, peaceable, and having self-control as we train a child or teenager. A child's maturity level is not the same as the parents. We help them grow into more obedience toward God in us, but not with our out-of-control emotions. This doesn't mean we make excuses or allow continued bad behavior and rebellion, nor do we minimize our own bad behavior as a parent. The fact is, out-of-control reactions, such as anger, can force a child to obey, but it can have long-term negative effects. The fact is, allowing children to continually rebel also has long-term negative effects. So we go back to, what is rational? What is reasonable? What is realistic? We need to clear our mind of any deceit or any out-of-balance personal perspectives that can possibly cloud the overall picture. When we start with our feelings, we usually can't do this because emotions are not always based on what is true on a whole perspective level. It does not mean feelings are wrong or unimportant. It simply means in order to find lasting solutions, we must start with truth. The engine is driven by truth. So start here to go down the right track that is helpful instead of harmful. Next, our emotional train includes our faith. Faith is the middle car that gives us godly solutions. The middle car carries what God says I should do about the facts. It holds the wisdom and the ways of God regarding our issues, problems, or concerns. When we go to God, instead of continually recycling our emotions, then we will mature in wisdom and how to deal with emotions effectively. The problem might not go away, but how we think about the problem will help us not be controlled by wrong emotions. We have feelings for a reason. Something is bothering us, upsetting us, causing us to feel badly, sad or mad, hopeless or helpless, or a multitude of reactive emotions. And they can be very understandable for what is going on in our life. But our feelings do not give us solutions. Feelings can get in the way of finding godly answers because feelings are like a merry-go-round. They keep going round and round inside our head and get us nowhere. Faith, on the other hand, gets us off the useless merry-go-round of useless thoughts that cause useless emotions. When we go to God's word, His truth, His ways, His wisdom, then our mindset changes because our faith changes. We rely on God instead of letting our emotions rule over us. His word rules over us. Our faith is built when we hear the word of God, read it, listen to it, study it, memorize it, meditate on it, pray about it. Then our focus is on our faith instead of focusing on our emotions that take us away from our faith. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. Psalm 25, verse 5, guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior. And my hope is in you all day long. John 17, 17, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. The truth of God's word is what builds our faith. Our faith is what builds right emotions in us because they are built on God's faithfulness toward us. Remember, the middle car is what holds the library, all the shelves of various verses from the Bible that you can pick from to help you with your emotions. Now let's go to the last part of the emotional train. Our emotional train includes our feelings. Feelings are the caboose that conform and comfort our feelings. The caboose holds our emotions, feelings, and moods that can now be in control and useful. We will always have emotions in this lifetime. We will always have feelings. We will always have certain moods. This is normal. This is life. But we must know what to do with our emotions. When we start with the facts or information that includes as much as possible, not just our own perspective of what is going on, and then build our faith through the Word of God, the outcome is controlled emotions that are good and helpful, beneficial in building, not only to ourselves, but to others. Then we can use the emotions God has grown within us to influence people the way God desires for us to do. Emotions are very powerful when they are used God's way instead of our. For example, angry emotions will not help people who are in despair, but emotions that are loving and kind will aid in the healing of those who are hurting. A good base is the fruits of the Spirit. Galatians 5, verses 22 through 23. The fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So we ask ourselves, is my emotional caboose hooked up to the fruits of the Spirit? Are my emotions loving? Are my emotions displaying peace and patience? Could my emotions be described as joyful and kind and gentle? Do I have good emotions that are godly and beneficial? These are the kinds of emotions I will develop and maintain if my engine that leads the way is powered with facts and truth and information that is needed, and my middle car is full of faith based on the Word of God. This doesn't mean our feelings go away, but it means we can deal with them in a much wiser and effective way. Psalm 62, verse 8, trust in Him at all times. You people, pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge. Our heart holds our emotions, our feelings. We are told to pour them out to God as we trust in Him to conform our emotions into the character of Christ. John 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Jesus wants to give us peaceful emotions as we trust in Him in every hardship. Allowing our own emotions to control us will take away the inner peace that only Jesus can give. Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. In these verses, God is telling us specifically how to deal with our emotions. Pray about everything and give thanks while praying. Then our emotions will become calm and peaceful because we are focusing on God to help us. We are laying our problems at His feet instead of holding on to them with our own human heart and mind that can become overwhelmed. God understands us personally, and He empathizes with how we are feeling. He wants to help us. He wants to mature us and grow our faith and reliance on Him when we get exasperated with emotions that can seem to drown us or keep us in the pit of despair, or make us stuck in the quicksand, or cover us with a dark cloud. Instead, God promises us when we cry out to Him to help us and keep our mind on Him, then He will give us peaceful emotions as He calms our heart in a way we can't. Look at these verses that tell us how to think and how to act so that our emotions won't control us. Ephesians 5, verse 15. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise. Colossians 3, verses 12 through 13. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another. And if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. Galatians 5, verses 19 through 21. Now the works of the flesh are evident. Sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, intimacy, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, those that do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Our focus is not on our feelings. Yes, we deal with them and not ignore them. But our concentration is on pleasing God with what we think and how we act. Then our emotions won't be out of control because we are not making choices that are against God and therefore bring about all kinds of overwhelming emotions. Day to day, we will experience all kinds of situations and thus all kinds of emotions. But when we know how to control our emotional train with the facts, faith, and then feelings, we can live life totally different. We transform our emotions into ones that are good and godly, useful and influential for the kingdom of God. Let's recap. Controlling our emotional train. Facts, faith, feelings. The engine are the facts, the information about a situation. Facts are the engine that drive our faith and our feelings. The middle car is filled with faith. This is scripture, God's word. Faith is the middle car that gives us godly solutions to the facts, to the information in a situation we are in. The caboose holds our feelings. Feelings are the caboose that conforms and comforts our feelings, our emotions, and our moods. Colossians 3:2. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. And what is the result if we do this? Colossians 3, verse 15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. The result of setting our minds on God is having peaceful emotions. Fact, faith, and feelings are ways God matures us so we can have a godly influence in the lives of others. This is important to the woman that pursues the heart of God. Thanks for listening. We are halfway through the series, A Woman After God's Heart. My hope is that this series will help all of us love God deeper and follow after Christ closer. Please subscribe and share with others and consider leaving a review so others can learn from God's word on how to diligently seek Him in various ways. Together, we're learning the difficult topics and the encouraging ones. It's all about God's word. Know it, live it, and share it. Isaiah 40 verse 8, the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever.